CBA Mobile.
Danger, Will Robinson. Dave's on the road. In 0TR.
You know, you kind of sound like that robot back in the Lost in Space thing. I used to watch that hour. I don't know why, because, you know, Dr. Smith was always trying to get, you know, the kids in trouble and you know, do stuff. And you know, and so the robot would have to warn them and, but that was the, most of the time that was the plot.
And you got a better memory than I got, Dave, but you're exactly right. You're probably the only one of us still living that remembers that. Well, I thought I'd throw it out there.
So, how are y'all doing today?
No, my face is killing you, but my back's killing me. But we've been busy all day. I went to the trash dump, and we kind of had to stay around a lot because I was expecting a package today and from UPS. Oh, I went down and put new batteries in the game camera and a new SD card and went over to the neighbor and visited with him. He's finally going to get his basement fixed with a system like AllDry. Been after him for years. It keeps flooding. What a mess. And he's been putting in new windows down there. They really look nice. Visited with him a while. And, doing a little bit of everything. I forgot to go out and give the girls some oats and corn, but I don't know if I'm going to go out there now or not. I see the clouds are moving in from the west. It's 58 degrees and feels like 52 right now, Dave.
It's, you know, I guess my body's just not acclimated to the cold weather, because, you know, 58's not, shouldn't be cold, but it is. It feels like it's 38 to me, but anyway. Oh, man, I'm driving to Tipsy Taco over there on, it's on Pelham Road, and I'm meeting my wife, so I'm scooting down Wadehampton here and getting a few traffic lights along the way. Been able to manage dodging all the cars, so at least that part's working good.
I'm watching that cops on patrol in the morning just for the fun of it, and you definitely don't want to get tipsy at Tacos, but and that can be a $10,000 fine. And I know you're like me. You don't drink. Yeah, I was coming back from someplace there, and right there at the Kentucky Fried Chicken on Wadehampton before you get to Buncombe Road. Oh, somebody was turning left in front of me, about three cars. Luckily, I was at the front of the pack, and a nice person finally let me switch lanes and go around it. Oh, that'd be a mess, wouldn't it?
I tell you, I've watched some of the wrecks on that they show on videos on Facebook, and man, I tell you, some of them are just. Did you see that the school bus on Channel 4 ran off the road and hit a culvert, and then it stayed off the road on that, you know, on the right side, and then I think it hit something else, and then it went over to the other side of the road and went down into, you know, some a wooded area. I think they had 9 special needs students on board.
GR, you're exactly right. Yes, I saw that this morning. And I would say that ticket was justifiable that they give the driver, and that's inattentive driving or cell phone distraction, I don't know which. But there was no reason for that in the area that he was in, or her, whoever it was. They were doing the 35 speed limit, but there was just no reason for that. And thankfully, the kids didn't get hurt.
One heck of a ride. I tell you, my some hill that or bump or something that they went over on my wife's school bus. She went to the south side, but. Anyway, and they would hit this hill, and she said that their heads would touch the ceiling of the school bus, and you know, I think we had one place when I was going to middle school on Ike's Road that was kind of like that, but he couldn't get going fast enough for us to to get to the ceiling.
That hill that's out in front of us, Dave, that school bus driver has to put it in giddy-up mode to make it up the other side.
Well, you know, I may have told you this, but I was standing right at the bars. You know, they have bars right there at the right behind the driver on both sides, and they have actually I think there's a line across there, and you're not supposed to, if you're standing, you're not supposed to cross that line just for safety. I don't know why, but you know, if you hit something and you stop immediately, your body's going to go right through that windshield. But anyway, while I was doing it, I was just standing there talking to the bus driver, and I said, why don't you go faster? And he said, well, the governor won't let me. And I just looked at him, and I said, okay, but the governor's not on the bus, so, why don't you go faster? And he said, well, the governor's on the carburetor. Like the governor wants to be riding the school bus with us.
You know, anyways, if you didn't tell him. You know, over in Europe, when we visited over there years ago, I forget what they call them, but the semi-trucks, they were, I think all of them had to have a governor on it. And wow, when you get over there in Germany and Austria and that, and up in the Alps, they would hold traffic up like you wouldn't believe. Because I think they were governored to double nickels, you know, like the old days of 55.
These, I don't think these were supposed to go over 35 or 40, but sometimes we could get up to 45 if we were going down a hill for a long period of time. Well, I've arrived at Tipsy Taco, so I'm going to have to bail on you here, and I'm sure my wife's already here, you know, but yep, there she is right there, or there's her car. So anyway, I'll talk to you later, and y'all have a good evening. Go out there and feed your chickens, your ladies, take care of it, Bernice. N0TRKB4CPA, clear after yours.
Yeah, the proper terminology would be tending the girls. All right, say hi to the wife, Dave. Nice to hear you. And Bernice got me a salad ready over here. I was just eating a cookie and drinking a cup of coffee, but it's time for supper. Hope you enjoy that out there. I've never been there. You'll have to tell me about it. And because I don't care about drinking, and I didn't know whether to go in there or not. See you later, KB4CBA, N0TR73.